Okay, it's recording, so here we are.
Yay!
It's a live recording of Community News, and today we get inside the hi-ho. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And I am Sasha.
Sasha is here today.
Sasha's
it's wonderful.
Back.
I can't believe we're doing a live show again.
For only the second live
I know,
with an audience.
I know, but I'm very nervous. There are people in the audience making me very, very nervous.
It's our second time with a live audience.
I want to say, yesterday you called me up in a panic.
I wasn't in a panic. I almost didn't even tell you the story.
I know.
Because I knew you were going to give me a hard time about it after the banana incident.
Why would you ever think that I would give you a hard time about
because
anything?
Because the whole show is you giving me a hard time about things.
Oh, that's true. I guess you're right. Okay. So yesterday you called me. You were shopping in order to supply this party with lovely things. And you encountered somebody at a store. Why don't you tell everybody what happened in your own words?
I'm going to try and edit it and make it short because of my long-winded problem, my addiction to long-windedness.
Okay.
So let's see. Where do I begin? Well, I kind of want to tie it in with the fact that we have a little problem here in Townport, which is that Main Street is 40% empty, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. Some people blame it on the high rents. Some people say the town should lower the rents. I pointed out on a community thread that the town can't lower the rents because the town doesn't own Main Street.
Right.
There's private landlords involved.
People couldn't figure that one
they
out,
didn't
right?
They know that. No. I tried to compare it to them to the fact that the town can't tell you what you can charge for renting your own house out.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to tell you this right now, but sometimes I put down fake names just to rile you up on those boards and write nonsense things like that. So.
I purposely take a few breaths before I even write anything on those boards because I'm like, you know, the IQs aren't always that high on those. I don't want to put down the town porters.
Okay, so what happened?
So what happened was I go into a certain store, I'm not going to say which, and...
Yeah.
And it's not a mom and pop, it's a
right.
chain store.
I understand.
Okay? So I go into that store and I'm looking at rugs. They're 5x7. They're hanging there with signs, price signs, and it says final sale. And one has no price. And I say, is this one also final sale? And the lady goes, oh, I don't know. And she goes, is that for sale? And I go, I don't know because I don't work here. You work here. Somebody here works at like the sister of one of these stores. But anyway, yeah. So I need to talk to you about this person. So anyway, I don't want to bore everybody, but I'm going to try and make it faster. But the thing is, the lady didn't know the merchandise at all.
Right.
And I'm trying to be nice. You know, I'm a patient person. I understand. Okay.
Like, did she even work there?
Well, she did.
Are
right?
you sure?
So then as this is going on, I say, okay, you know what? I'll just look it up. I'll just look it up on the website at home. But she's continuing to try to help me, but she can't help me because she has no idea what she's doing. I go, that's ridiculous. And I go, fuck, da-da-da, the name of the place. And then this other lady standing there goes, well, that's enough. And I go, excuse me? And she goes, that's enough. And I go, I really don't think that you're in a position to tell me what's enough. Like, who is this? I don't even know who this lady is. Like, she's going to tell me, like, she's the word police. And she goes, we don't talk like that in this store. And I said, I didn't say fuck you. I said, fuck. Yeah. I said, fuck whatever the name of the store is. And she goes, we don't talk like that in this store. And I go, really? You've never said the word fuck? And she goes, we don't say that here. And she wasn't like some old lady. She was younger than me. I don't like to judge, but let's just say she has said the word fuck. She has done the word fuck.
Right.
She's very familiar
did
with
did she
fuck.
Realize who she was dealing with?
She did. Had no idea that it was Sasha.
Right.
No.
Had she no idea.
She had no idea it was Sasha. But I'm sitting there thinking of you. I was thinking, oh my God,
of
Paul
me?
Would have a field day. Because I'm like, Paul would have a field day thinking that like I'm getting reprimanded in this store, a chain store. Because all I said was really, fuck. It would be like if I said fuck community news. I didn't say
what?
That.
How dare you say that?
I didn't make a scene. I didn't scream like fuck, da da da. I wasn't having like some episode. I didn't like, you know what I mean? I wasn't like with a shock. I was just like, really? Like,
you know,
community.
It's
like,
kind of ironic.
And there was nobody else up there. No other customers.
Right.
There was literally three employees doing nothing but trying to help me, although nobody was helping. And two employees downstairs. Nobody buying anything. I'm ready to drop $800. And she's like, it's enough. I go, it is enough because you know what? I'll just go to Bed Bath & Beyond and save myself money. Like, I was like, okay. I was like, what's your name, by the way? She tells me the first name, and I said, good. I said, okay, I have actually a friend that works in corporate of your store in New York. I'm going to tell her how poorly this store is run. I have friends in corporate, too. I go, good, maybe our friends will have lunch together and discuss how poorly run this store is. And then I left, and then I went to Bed Bath & Beyond, and I had a bag filled with coupons, and I only spent about $400 at Bed Bath & Beyond. And, yeah, and then I told him the story, and I knew he would love it because this really happened, and he does laugh about my swearing. But literally, I wasn't like... I was just like, really? Fuck this place. Like,
I was going to say, you know what's so funny? Why I laughed at it? Yeah. Because the exact same thing happened to me at a restaurant. I went to the same because I'm a creature of habit.
Right.
My ex wife is actually here and she can attest to that.
Yay. Is he a creature of habit?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a creature of habit. I went to the same restaurant. I ate the same thing. I sat at the same table. I had two waitresses or servers that would help me all the time. When I would go there and they weren't there, inevitably my order would get fucked up or screwed up, as the case may be. So I went to the hostess one day walking in there, and I saw my two waitresses were not there, and I said, just give me something who's not going to fuck up my order. And the next day they wanted to throw me out of the restaurant. The exact same thing. I was like, go fuck yourself. Right, you know how much I give you?
It's not like you're sitting there going like, screaming, making a scene.
Well, I was like, sort of making a scene.
Right, but I mean,
you know, well, back
I,
then.
I,
mean, you know,
like, I wasn't. You're not like threatening someone. You're not like with a gun. Like, seriously, like.
Well, are you not making a scene in... Not making a scene in your world or not making a scene in the world itself?
I truly know the difference.
Okay, like I'm just making sure.
My kids know. I know the difference when I'm making a scene or not making a scene. I mean, like, I have kids in school. I have to keep it appropriate. There's many times, there's a lot of people I'd like to tell to fuck off. Right. Fuck off and die. Go fuck yourself. But I don't. I sit there. I zip it. I sit here and I say, that's lovely. Wow. We just had lunch and it was lovely. You all are so lovely. Thank you. Oh, that's lovely. I mean, in my head, I think all day long, like, these people are fucking assholes. I'm from Brooklyn, but I have to keep it together. So all I said was like, fuck, da da da. And that lady was just like, you know, she had some problem, you know, but meanwhile, she lost the store $800. Right. And I wonder if corporate would be so happy to know that, first of all, she has people that don't know the merchandise. I mean, what is this lady doing who can't tell me anything? I spent 45 minutes in the store. Nobody can tell me anything. They lost a sale. So anyway, let's move on.
So basically, fuck them.
Fuck them. So speaking of
fuck them.
Yes.
Amazingly, as people know who listen to our podcast, and I'm sure everyone here.
We don't always swear this much, you guys. Right. We really don't on this show.
But sometimes.
Let's go ahead.
Yes, okay.
Like, let's make it more PG.
Okay, so we're going to talk about a character on our show is the Hi-Ho Motel.
The character on our show is the Hi-Ho.
We've eaten lunch there. We've seen conventions there. We've seen furries there. We've seen 15-minute parking. An I-Team investigation. So what you did was you actually found us. The manager of the Hi-Ho Motel.
I did.
And he is here.
And I invited him.
He's here today. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's such a pleasure to be here. I didn't know there was going to be this much cursing. We don't usually have that at our hotel, but I like it. I like it.
So
it makes me excited.
So why don't you introduce yourself to everybody here in the live audience and the people around the universe who are listening?
Wow, now I'm nervous. I wasn't before, but now the universe.
Yeah, well, we are.
There are people in Pluto. I mean, like the universe.
The universe.
We have some aliens that write in.
That's fantastic. Fantastic. Yes. My name's Dan Van Vandervan. You might know my twin brother, Van. Van Vandervan.
That's a very Townfield name.
Yes. We used to live in Portport, and we were born in Portport, but then we moved to Townfield. And we love it here, and I spend most of my life here, so it's very nice to be here. Yeah.
So that's wonderful. So how long have you been the manager there at the Hi-Ho?
Well, you know, weirdly enough, I used to go there when I was a kid. And, it was a little wild when I was younger, of course. Not so much these days, except doing your show, of course. For the last 6 years, I've been the manager there, and it's been really wonderful. I love it.
You went as a kid with your family or with other friends?
With other friends' families. Other friends' families. But that's... Can't really talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's wild. I have to ask you, you said things have changed there. Why is there 15-minute parking there at the Hi-Ho? That's what I'm very curious about that.
Well, you know, we didn't change the signs. I mean, there was a time when people used to use our hotel, you know, for just short bursts of time.
So you admit, because we were not not sure. Do you guys admit to that? That that is what the hotel was used for?
Well, I just admitted it now, I guess.
Look at this. We uncovered something.
I don't know if I'll get in trouble, but I'm the manager, so I'm not going to fire me. But yeah, you know, there's been times when we've people just wanted to come in there and relax for a little bit, and we'd let them.
Right.
And, you know, I'd let, you know, it's not my business, you know, what people are doing, and as long as they pay and the hotel is, you know, the check clears. And
right.
So oh, you still take checks is what you're saying there.
You know, I never thought about that. I haven't taken a check in a very long time. Right. I don't even remember. Do people use checks nowadays?
I sometimes still do.
Do you?
I do, but not for that purpose.
Right.
Well, what do you call that? Do you call it an hourly rate, or do you call it like a meet and greet? Like, how do you market that? Or how did they market
that? I wish I knew you back then, because meet and greet would have been great play on words.
I know,
we could have...
Right?
Could have used that back in the day, but we don't. You know, it's like what we would do for a day rental, and if someone just wants to use it for an hour, we, you know, there's a special fee, and it's it used to be hush hush until I was on the show, and now everyone knows. It's that's the way it goes.
Taking a look around this room, are there any regulars here at the High Hub who are sitting here tonight? Just so we want it,
I recognize two people, and they come often, and I won't give them my contact because they know who they are.
And, do they come together? I mean, do they come to the High Ho together?
I know what you're trying to do with your play on words.
I actually wasn't. Do they attend that?
Meet and greet you came up with, so, I mean, come together. I mean,
right now.
It's their business. I'll let them, if they want to show who they are a little bit later. But I'm not going to, you know.
But there are people. What there are people here. Wow. I'm not talking about the two of us. But there are people
I've never
here.
Seen you guys in there.
Okay.
Well, that's because whenever we go, Sasha wears a mask when we go there.
Oh, you're the one with the mask.
I was going to say, has anyone ever said to you that someone showed up to the restaurant wearing a feathered Mardi Gras mask?
It's funny you should say that. Because a woman who worked for us, very lovely woman, Bethany, she came to me and said there was this woman brought a mask and two men to the restaurant and was eating food through the mask. And it really made her upset, and she wanted to quit. And then I convinced her to try a mask on herself and to eat through it. And she saw the beauty in it. And
it's kind of fun.
Yeah, she liked it. And now she quit, and she works in the mask business. And, you know, so, yeah.
Well, that was actually me. You know what? It was very freeing. I said, just like when I ate in the furry costume.
Right.
It felt like, you know, I have a lot of, like, weight issues and sort of body dysmorphia issues. And I said, I feel like I'd eat whatever I want when I'm wearing this furry costume and this Mardi Gras mask, because it just doesn't matter. I feel like the world can't see me, and who cares what
I had no idea what kind of show this was. I'm telling you, I agree to it. Yes, I see.
Yeah, yeah. We bring in our own issues.
Right. Hi, this is Paul.
And I'm Sasha.
Hi, Sasha. You just listened to the podcast. Now you can go visit us on the web at communitynewspodcast.com.
We have our own website, and we would love you to find us there.
So come visit us, communitynewspodcast.com.
See you there.